Lauren Coe is my guest. We're talking one soldier at a time. Once again, this was your baby. You developed this. And give us a little background again, in case people aren't familiar with why you started One Soldier at a Time.
Well, we originally started back in 2006, where we were supporting local military moms and wives who were left home while their loved ones were serving overseas.
That's how we originally started. Because you were a military mom, right?
No, I actually didn't become a military mom until 5 years ago.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought that's what started the whole thing.
No, I just have a huge heart for our military. A dear friend of mine, she had lost her son overseas two weeks before he was supposed to come home and left a five-year-old daughter, Molly, behind. And I wanted to do something for them. They were doing a Molly fund, so I gave 10% of my income for 1 month to that project. And then things have kind of grown from there.
Yeah, and now it's grown into a, well, we just had an event back in August.
Mm-hmm.
How'd we do?
Oh, my goodness. We literally raised $17,000.
No kidding.
I was in awe. I could not believe the outpouring of support from the community and everyone that attended. It was just amazing.
Yeah, we had a bunch of bands going on. And Jimmy C was there doing his magic. Doing his singing along stuff there. Raffles that I didn't win anything, but that's okay.
I'm so sorry.
That's all right. Can't win them all.
No, you can.
Yeah. So, one soldier at a time. Tell people your mission, I guess. Let's do that.
Well, our main mission is really to stand with those who are feeling isolated and struggling, whether obviously our local military moms and wives, whether loved ones serving overseas, but then we send sun care packages overseas. And then probably our bigger project is actually supporting our veterans in VA hospitals and PTSD homes between Buffalo, Rochester, Syracuse, and kind of everywhere in between.
You've expanded to the whole upstate New York?
We're actually looking to sponsor 12 to 1300 veterans with hygiene packages of hope for the holidays.
That's what your goal is right now. This is what you're working on towards the holidays, which will be here before you freaking know it.
Yeah, don't
crazy.
Even blink.
I know. So explain what these packages are and who gets them.
Well, first I want to kind of share a little bit of a reason is that.
Yeah. Tell the story. You're very good at telling your story, Lauren.
Well, I hope so. The big thing is, and the reason why I'm so passionate about our veterans is because veteran suicide is at an all-time high. It's
more than 22, right?
Oh, it's closer to like 26 a day.
That was the number. It used to be 22 a day, and now it's 26 a day.
Yeah, it's even hard to even wear the shirt. I actually have a shirt from I have my One Soldier Time shirt on now, but
yeah.
Dave Lipa's 22 a day. I just wish it was only 22 a day. I mean, and that's really sad to say, but because I am someone that does suffer from PTSD myself, I understand to a certain degree what our veterans are going through on a very, very small scale. And if we can together as fellow Americans stand in the gap for them to make a difference by helping them to feel more confident, better about themselves, that they matter, that they have as much of a purpose, if not more, here stateside as they did overseas, then we're one step closer to having less suicides. I truly believe that wholeheartedly. If I didn't, I would not be spending days, nights, weekends, late hours doing what I do, because we all need to do something and we all can do something. People may not have money, but if you have time, I can put you to work.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you can definitely use people's time as well.
If you have gently used or
giving is giving.
Yes, giving is giving. Like, we need gently used shirts and ties and suits and things like that to give to our veterans so they can go on job interviews, go to work, meet with their family, just feel better about themselves. And, you know, sadly, I think one of the biggest reasons, one thing I heard when we had delivered so many items to Wyoming County, is that many of our veterans, when they pass away, they have nothing to be buried in.
Oh.
And don't you believe that every veteran deserves to be buried with dignity?
Absolutely. Well, did you see the light bulb just go off in my head?
Does that mean you have a lot of things in your closet I can get?
I have a few suits for some reason that don't quite fit anymore. But I know there's probably, they fit somebody.
Well, and that's the beautiful thing is that we can use them.
Okay. I've got some for you. You hound me after this.
Absolutely.
Okay?
And I'm going to hound everyone out there that's listening.
Me. Yes. Because I got something for you.
We need 1,300 ties and suits. And
I got them.
So great. We'll
not
take them.
Not 1,200, but I got a bunch though.
So we definitely need that. And I'm super psyched. We actually have a group, Fisher Associates, and they're working together with Elevate Marketing. And they're actually we're having our packing day on November 29th, and that's actually going to be in my home. Not only have they provided us with a great deal of financial support, but they're providing all the razors that we need, body washes for men, socks. I just can't even, I mean, just to give an idea, this, I think it's kind of cool. So it's really, I'm going to read this because I could never say it as well. So Fisher Associates, a Rochester-based engineering firm, they're leading the operation AEC, Packages of Hope, benefiting, as you know, one soldier at a time. And this is, they've been collecting since August and donations, help from other architecture, engineering, construction firms, along with state and county organizations. I am so super excited about that. We're probably going to be able to do at least 500 to 600 packages, mm-hmm, at least that day. And then we'll be able to finish the rest. But they've provided so much what we needed. We're only 200 packages short of our goal.
Cool.
So if people want to help out and help us pack, they're welcome to help us do that. And if they want to help us to provide for the last 200 packages that we need, the cost is about $70 to $100 per package, depending on what we're able to put in there.
Sure.
And every dollar makes a difference. Every item they can donate is going to make a difference.
What's the website? Is it onesoldieratatime.org?
.net.
.net.
Yes.
One soldier at a time. Spell it out.
Yes, the whole thing. onesoldieratatime.net. We do have the .org site now, but we haven't opened it up yet.
Okay.
But we also have our Facebook site, which is One Soldier at a Time.
Okay.
And people can contact me directly. I'm not afraid to give out my phone number.
And like you said, you not only need the cash so you can purchase these items,
right,
but you can use time and or items.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, any other events planned now between now, or are you going to just, the August picnic is your big deal?
Well, we do have different events, different fundraisers that people are putting on for us.
Okay.
I honestly don't have those.
Would they be shared on your Facebook page then?
They are going to be on our Facebook page.
Okay.
So if people want to check that out, they'll be able to go to the Facebook page and they can see those different events that we have. We have Dogs for a Cause.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they're going to be doing an event for us. We have Vendors for a Cause. They're doing an event for us as well in
November.
Is that
Dogs the band?
Yeah, D-A-W-G-S.
Yes. They just did Barktoberfest with me a couple weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, those guys are great. Steve Ball and those guys.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah, yep. So, also, tell the story about what you do for moms, too, though, you because you are a mom. A military mom.
Right.
You do nice stuff for the moms, too.
Absolutely. So, I have a greater understanding. I thought I had an idea before I was a military mom, but it wasn't until I became a military mom that did it become very crystal clear.
Yeah.
That when your loved one's serving overseas and you have absolutely no contact with them, it is daunting. I mean, the sleepless nights and wondering where they are, what they're doing, what they're up against, who they're up against. And you have to act like everything's fine, everything's normal, because that's what your family needs you to be.
Yeah.
But then everyone else kind of expects you to be that way. But on the inside, you're literally crumbling and falling apart. Because in my case, when my son was underway, you know, he'd be gone for 3 months at a time or less sometimes, but there's no contact. I mean, there's no cell phone. There's no internet. There's nothing.
Well, he's on a ship, right?
He was on a ship.
Yeah, so he's middle of the ocean.
Yeah, so I have no, you know, so you have no idea what they're doing. You know, so that is very, very stressful. So it really meant a lot more to me to be able to give a local military mom a gift to help them know that they're not alone, that they're not forgotten, that they truly do matter. So this Christmas season, we are sponsoring 100 local military moms and wives with the 12 days of Christmas. And so they're going to get 12 beautifully wrapped gifts. Each one has a beautiful note on it. And they're encouraged to open just one per day and really, really think about a great memory that you have with your loved one.
That's 1,200 gifts you have to come up with.
Yes, it is.
I'm not good at math either.
Look at you go.
Wow.
So we need, like I said, we need as much support as we can get and hands-on help. We do have a group right now that's helping us wrap some of our gifts. And then we're going to have another wrapping day, and all that's going to be right on our Facebook page. And hopefully we'll have it on our regular website as well. But I do my best with Facebook. I really do.
Yeah. Well, you have a great support system. Again, who'd you say was going to help you with the wrapping?
They're actually based out of Geneseo.
Oh, really? Okay.
I wish I could tell you the name of the group off the top of my head. I can't.
Okay.
But Fisher Associates is going to help us and Elevate Marketing. They're going to help us do our packing for our stockings, our Christmas stockings.
Okay. And that'll be in November? Is that when you're doing that one?
We're having two events. We have two events that we're going to be doing, but the last one's going to be in November.
Okay. Yeah, I think we missed the one.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, so. All right, well then, Lauren Coe, you are a force of nature. I've said that many times, and I'm not kidding. You are the founder of One Soldier at a Time. Your phone number, can I give it out, you said?
Absolutely.
585-764-4550. And of course, onesoldieratatime.net, or look for them on Facebook. And anything else? We're almost out of time here.
The only thing I'd really like to add is if you know someone that needs support, a local military mom or wife who has someone serving overseas, or they are a Gold Star mom, they've lost their loved one, please reach out to us, because we want to make sure that we can make sure that they get a gift this Christmas season. We do have about 30, 35 unclaimed 12 days of Christmas baskets, and I want to give them a good home.
Right, right. And what I was going to say something, and now I can't remember. But I just remember that you work so hard at this, and it's your true passion. You can see it in your face. If you could see Lauren's face right now, she is so passionate about this, and she does great work. And again, you have so many people that support you. They come out to your picnic. And what?
I did want to add one more thing before I forget.
No, go. We got time.
Oh, okay. Leetai Campground in Batavia.
Mm-hmm.
They decided to have a one-day event. It was a three-hour event. And I kid you not, they raised $8,000 for us.
Really?
Yes, I couldn't believe it. I know it was a past event, but I just have to give them kudos and a shout-out, because who does that? I mean, if there's other campgrounds that want to do something like that for us next year, by all means, I will show up. I will be there. I will represent. I will share. And
Try to stop me. There ain't no stopping her, I'll tell you that. Lauren Coe, thank you so much. 585-764-4550, onesoldieratatime.net and onesoldieratatime on Facebook. And Lauren, good luck. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. All that good stuff.
Wonderful.
And I hope you're successful and you take care of more. Oh, that's the other thing. That's what I was going to ask you. How do you find the veterans, or do they find you?
Well, mostly we go through the VA hospital and our local PTSD homes. However, I'm a part of a group that is called Help-Based Greater Rochester, and we have about at least 20 different veteran groups that we're all connected. So if there's a need, they will let everyone know.
They reach out and see who can help.
We meet once a month, and they let us know who has what needs. So if there's something I can do from our end, we do that as well.
If you want to meet a force of nature, call 585-764-4550 and talk to Lauren Coe. Lauren Coe, onesoldieratatime.net, onesoldieratatime on Facebook. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Dino.
Seems a little early to say that, but that's what it's all about, right?
It's almost there.
That's your goal.
That's right.